This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The latest COVID variant, aptly named Omicron, which is an anagram for moronic, will likely be one of many distractions from the long-awaited Ghislaine Maxwell trial.
Tonight, with the holiday travel season already underway, the U.S. is bracing for the new Omicron variant.
And with the holiday season now upon us, comes word of a new variant even more contagious than Delta.
What makes this new variant so different and so concerning?
So you would predict from looking at the mutations that have been identified, that it likely will be more transmissible. We don't know that yet, but you have to be careful and assume that that's the case.
It also has a bunch of mutations
that would suggest it could evade the protection, for example, of monoclonal antibodies and perhaps even convalescent plasma for people who've been infected and recovered, and possibly vaccine.
Of course, the Omicron variant was generated from four fully vaccinated travelers, according to a Botswana media release, where the moronic variant was discovered. Furthermore, South African doctors have questioned the widespread panic related to it.
So our positivity rate is 9.2%. It is more than we would have loved it to be. But looking at the mildness of the symptoms that we are seeing, currently there is no reason for panicking as we don't see severely ill patients. The most predominant clinical complaint is severe fatigue for 1 or 2 days, with then the headache and the body aches and pain. Some of them will have what they call a scratchy throat, and some will have a cough, a dry cough, but it's not a constant cough. It comes and goes. And that's more or less the big symptoms that we have seen.
From the outset, it is vague details similar to these that a laundry list of high-profile people don't want the lockdown COVID-controlled masses to absorb. Adding to the secrecy, federal courts have long banned cameras from their courtrooms. After a plea of not guilty and her imprisonment in a Brooklyn federal lockup in 2020, Maxwell was charged with 6 counts for allegedly procuring underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein to abuse from 1994 through 2004. All eyes are now on Maxwell after the supposed suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, who, according to newly released DOJ documents, showed absolutely no signs of suicide. The 6 counts are merely the icing on the cake. A slew of co-conspirators, named and unnamed, may be revealed during the trial, possibly exposing an elite sex trafficking operation that amounts to nothing less than modern-day slavery that could incriminate celebrities, politicians, and a myriad of billionaires who have not been fully exposed up until this point. Epstein's flight logs reveal visitations to Epstein's pedophile island by scores of celebrities, some of whom have signed on to gaslighting the public for their corporate masters for the reward of petty tyranny, and others that would shock most people. But what is most likely to happen is that the entire trial will be a mysterious farce, as the judge, who has already agreed to cover up details too impure for the public, has miraculously been offered a higher court position, while the prosecution team includes the daughter of the elite's guard dog, James Comey.
Typically, especially one with the Southern District of New York, you're probably looking at hundreds of prosecutors, and they usually are assigned a variety of different types of cases. So a prosecutor would work in a division such as grand theft, or work in homicide, or work in sex crimes. So for this particular prosecutor, Comey, to have worked on Tartaglione's case, which is a quadruple homicide facing death penalty, and also now working on sex crimes of Epstein and Maxwell, it is a little bit you know, it's like, couldn't you not, you couldn't find someone else out of the hundreds, possibly, prosecutors that you may have in the office.
Prepare for waves of distraction from a Mockingbird media machine that will do everything in their waning power to cover it all up. John Baum reporting.
We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. Big guest straight ahead. 60 seconds. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two. George Christensen is a member of Parliament from Australia, and he is part of the ruling Liberal National Party. Nationfirst.substack.com is where you can find his excellent and informative writings, like What is Stage 5 by George Christensen, Their Plans Are Crumbling, We're Winning by George Christensen, Member of Parliament. I noticed when he tried to speak for just 2 minutes in the National Federal Parliament in Australia, the beta testing of the worldwide slave colony that the globalists are building, that they were interrupting him the entire time. So I really appreciate him in the middle of the night in his time zone joining us so that people in the United States and also around the world can hear him live, and then later, once this is archived, to freeworldnews.tv, because what's happening to Australia today is coming to your country tomorrow, because this is a directive of the UN and of major multinational corporations on record for their Great Reset. So I wanted to give everybody a chance to actually hear from him unfiltered and uncensored. We'll just try to give him the floor as long as he can stay with us to break down exactly what Australians are facing so we can get ahead of this. And I realize what we're facing as well. And hopefully we can free Australia. Then we can, that can be the first domino to not fall for tyranny, but a first domino to stand back up for liberty. So thank you so much, sir, for staying up and joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. G'day, I should say. G'day from Australia, and good on you for standing up for freedom as well. You're one of those beacons that we have around the world.
God bless you, sir. So where do you want to start? Very eloquent words, but they were interrupting you the whole time.
Well, they don't like to hear what I have to say. They don't like to hear people getting up and standing up for freedom and going against the lockdown, mask up, pro-vaccine mandate. Orthodoxy that's out there. It has consumed Australia. There is few in the political leadership landscape that actually are standing up for true freedom at the moment. They talk about giving us back our freedom if we do certain things. Well, when they give us back our freedom, that's actually not freedom. That's government control. And so, yeah, people are rising up, Alex. We see it every weekend now on the streets, not just hundreds, not just thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. In fact, I'd probably estimate last weekend we probably could have had close to 1 million people out on the streets protesting against all of this, but particularly at the moment, the vaccine apartheid that we're going through, where state governments mainly are dividing the nation up between those who are jabbed and those who aren't jabbed, They're restricting us from jobs. In the state of Victoria, you cannot hold a decent job unless you are vaccinated right now. They're sacking people for not being vaccinated. They're restricting people in my home state of Queensland from all sorts of social life, cafes, restaurants, art galleries, museums, sporting events, if you're not vaccinated. So we truly are going to have a form of medical apartheid. And this has just got to stop. It is wrong, wrong, wrong. It goes against all sorts of human rights protocols. It even goes against the Australian government's own immunisation handbook, which says that anyone who wants to get any sort of jab, let alone a provisionally approved one like the COVID-19 jabs, it can't be done under coercion or force, but yet it is being done. It is just so wrong. I'm sad to see what's happening in my country. Very, very sad, Alex.
George Christensen, again, is a prominent member of parliament in Australia. And I notice your law does have basically the Nuremberg Code codified into it, saying no coercion for anything medical. But and I see your prime minister saying, well, the good part about living in a free country is you don't have to take these shots, but then they don't let you out of your house or let you have a job. That's the purest form of coercion, is basically house arrest. This is outrageous. And I mean, you're a smart guy. Can you give us your view on how to stop this?
Well, look, I wish I knew the magic answer to how to stop it. But one thing that I think would stop it, Alex, is that we have something in Australia called the Australian Immunisation Register, which is actually owned by the federal government, that's supplying all of the data to say who's vaccinated or not. Now, our Prime Minister, you're right, he's got up and he said that we're not in favour of mandatory vaccinations, and he sort of tried to hint to the state governments that he doesn't want them to do this. But there's a way we could end it, and end it overnight, and that is simply by pulling the data. If no state government, or it's not just state governments too, Alex, it's private corporations. There's private corporations that are right now treating their workers like slaves, like chattel, and saying that we demand, if you're going to work for us, that you've got to be double vaccinated. These corporations need to know that we no longer live in an era where private outfits can actually tell their employees what they can and can't do with their bodies. But anyway, the Prime Minister with this data could end it overnight by simply saying, no more data if you're going to use it for the purposes of discrimination and medical apartheid. That would end it.
Exactly. All of this is illegal surveillance. All of this is out of control. And now it's being centralized at the UN and the Davos Group, with Communist China heavily involved in the rollout of the global response. And here's Australia claiming that they don't like to be bullied by China. And certainly I've seen China, from what I've read and seen, is trying to flex its muscles and throw its weight around. It's bought off a lot of the regional leaders. Then why would Australia be trying to match China in authoritarianism if China's bad?
Well, this is the billion-dollar question. I mean, they have exported totalitarianism around the world along with this bloody virus. They really have. I mean, to have lockdowns, to be curfewing your citizens in a free and democratic country, to be sacking them unless they do what they're told. These are things that we see out of the Chinese Communist Party, not out of the freedom-loving Australia that I've grown up in, that I know and that I love. And that's why I despair so much. And you mentioned the World Economic Forum. I think they go hand in hand with the CCP with their Great Reset agenda. There is no doubt a pro-mandatory vaccination push that comes out of the World Economic Forum. We know that it infects the global elite. We know that it infects the political elite and the media elite. The media are a big part of the problem in Australia, Alex, the mainstream media, because they have been, as one veteran journalist who despaired called it, they've been nothing more than a cheer squad for Big Brother in Australia, and also a jumped-up school hall monitor. Because they've been running around with cameras trying to point it in the face of any citizen that dares stand up against the tyranny that is going on here.
That's really the trifecta. You've got the corporate media, you've got the government and the state and the big corporations through the police force, all ganging up and censoring and attacking people. That's another question I've got before we go to break. We've seen the countless videos of people arrested in their homes for incitement, for telling people online, let's go protest. Isn't that a basic right? And so there you are, I guess, risking imprisonment yourself under this tyranny to say, I'm calling for civil disobedience. But isn't that all of our rights, whether we were in India with Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr. In the apartheid-type South here in America? I mean, isn't it our right at civil disobedience? The idea of forget civil disobedience, blocking roads or whatever, or having sit-ins at restaurants where you've got to have a vaccine passport. How in the world can you then come to somebody's house and say to them, you are not allowed to even go online and say this is wrong? We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with George Christensen. You can follow his amazing work and writings at nationfirst.substack.com. We've got to jailbreak Australia, folks. That's one of the main places they're bringing in this tyranny. If we beat them there, we beat them here. We've got to fight this tyranny there to stop it here. Same thing with Los Angeles and California and New York. These are globalist occupied zones. They are all our brothers and sisters, and we will break them out. We will bring down the globalist COVID dictatorship. Stay with us. George Christensen joining us from Australia, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com, the tip of the spear.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jones Show. Our guest has agreed to stay with us for the rest of the hour, and that's good because I have a lot of questions about what's happening in Australia, like the roundup of the Aborigines. I've seen reports where they're in the regional governments admitting, well, we're going to fly by plane because the helicopters can't get there. It's 800 miles away, but we're going to go make sure they're all inoculated when none of them are even around civilization. It's just wild, and images of them being loaded in paddy wagons and driven away. So this is really, really draconian stuff. But talking to George Christensen, a prominent member of the parliament there, nationfirst.substack.com, gave a very powerful speech that went viral there just a few days ago or last week in their parliament. Continuing here with my question before the break, what is going on with arresting people for simply criticizing the lockdowns online or trying to organize people to demonstrate? How does the authoritarian system get away with something that obviously evil?
I don't know how they've gotten away with it, Alex, but they've thrown our freedoms, including freedom of speech, completely out the window. The images that you're showing right now are of a pregnant mother who simply posted about a protest on Facebook being arrested in front of her husband and children. Now, this beggared belief, I thought, and there are many people that were shocked. But sadly, the corporate media did a very, very good job on a lot of people scaring the pants off them about this virus that has an infection fatality rate of about 0.27%. And so you see some people that have been cheering on the fact that these sort of arrests are happening, as if a woman posting, a pregnant mother, a young mother posting about a tiny protest that was going to happen in a local park would somehow cause them to die. So the corporate media did a very good job, but I just can't believe that we've seen the egregious overreach by police across the country, particularly in the state of Victoria. We had police firing projectiles. Admittedly, they were like rubber bullet type things that they were firing at people. But those images of protesters being shot in the back as they run away from police, I never would have thought the day that I would have turned on the television screen to see this happening in my country. It's like something that we would see in the Middle East or in another place that's been overcome with civil unrest. But this wasn't in the main. These protests weren't violent. They were peaceful people. And the only reason they actually did turn violent was when police presented and tried to block protesters from doing something that would otherwise have been peaceful. We saw an image, and I'm not sure whether you have it on file, but it's the most shocking of all, of an elderly woman being body slammed to the ground and then pepper sprayed in the face. Now, I haven't heard of what happened to the two police officers that were involved in that, but I actually got up in the National Parliament some time ago saying that that these guys needed to be arrested and dealt with, these police officers, for doing that. And For that, I was condemned even by people in my own political party. So think about the mentality that there must be alive in this country and amongst the political elite when they're attacking you for saying that body slamming a peaceful old woman to the ground and then pepper spraying her in the face when she posed no threat is somehow the wrong thing to say.
We've also seen videos that are posted on the internet, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, that show the hundreds of thousands protesting. That's pulled down. And then even footage of police being brutal, that gets pulled down. So they're trying to hide the crimes as well. I mean, this sounds like an Australian version of Tiananmen Square that's starting to unfold.
Yeah, I think that the good news is, though, we have that many citizen journalists out there at the moment, such as the real Rukshan, whose images I think that you're using right now, who's just done a great job in getting the truth out to people. That a lot of people have switched off the corporate media. They're not interested in the sort of sanitized, whitewashed fake news that they have put out where they, you know, it might be hundreds of thousands of people protesting and the media tell us it was a few hundred. We know what the reality is because we're seeing it through social media or we're seeing it through the citizen journalist websites.
Absolutely. Yes. And so I'm glad you bring up positive things. I should have brought that up front. A lot of experts, including yourself, being a member of parliament, but just myself watching it from a distance, it looks like the tide's turning and that there's really bigger and bigger exponential crowds and all the arrogance and the hubris of these different regional premiers and governors and, of course, the prime minister is really starting to wear thin. You've written an article about this saying their plans are crumbling, we're winning. Break down how you say that's true, sir.
Well, because of the key thing that the Prime Minister said, that vaccination should not be mandatory. Now, that needs to be followed through with action, I believe. But it's a very, very good start. I mean, some people were a bit surprised to hear that because they thought that somehow the state government rules were being fully supported by the federal government. And so there was a bit of a political fight that was happening there for a while between state premiers, that's akin to your governors, and our prime minister over mandatory vaccinations. There's also a couple of other things that happened. In the state of Victoria, they have proposed these permanent pandemic powers. So in other words, laws that would give one person in the government the authority to just lockdown, to curfew people, to make any rule, actually, that would affect any particular person or any group of persons for any demographic. So if they decided that they wanted to do something to one particular ethnic group, they could do it. If they decided they wanted to do something to one, to someone of a particular sexuality, they could do it. Or if they decided to do that to a particular local government area, they could. And the public, this is why you're seeing a lot of protests happening in Victoria. The public are dead against this. They do not want one person having that much power. It's egregious to a democracy and egregious to a free society.
Well, it's hard for me to watch. You talk about this. It's hard to watch what looks like about a 75-year-old woman being knocked on the ground, bleeding, begging for help, and the police just are proud of themselves. I mean, this is true evil going on.
That's the video that I talked about that I spoke up against. You just saw before one officer body slam her to the ground, another one pepper spray her in the face. I think she had to be hospitalized as a result.
You didn't kill somebody like that. I mean, they shove her over to make her head hit the concrete.
Yeah, you could have killed her. And so I said that those two officers needed to be dealt with. They should have been arrested, actually, quite frankly, because anyone else who did that to an old woman would have been arrested. She posed no threat. It's the kind of overreach that we're seeing from police in Australia, sadly. There's been many incidents of this over recent times, particularly during the pandemic, and particularly directed to anti-pandemic restriction or pro-freedom protesters. But Alex, the permanent pandemic laws that I spoke about that were going to come into place in Victoria were blocked in the Parliament.
And so that's more good news. Stay right there. They also have new censorship rules. They want one. Member of the Australian Parliament joins us live, George Christensen. Please stay with us. Let everybody you know tune in. And then later on, this is we have launched the most important sale of the year. Because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom, bet on InfoWars, bet on yourself, and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
If you are
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So I've been on air 28 years, and for more than 20, we've covered UN documents saying that they would use a virus and the fear of it to bring in world corporate government and force inoculations. That's in my film Endgame, made in 2007. And so it's on record in that film. Now, how did we know that? Well, because these are real battle plans. These are real operations. So when you see what's happening in Australia, understand that's a beta test for the rest of the world. And now you see them trying to roll out the exact same systems in Europe, Canada, and in blue cities controlled by the Democrats here in the United States. And so George Christensen is a outspoken, very popular member of the main ruling party in Parliament in Australia. And he, again, you saw it at the start of the interview last hour, he got somewhat censored and talked over when he was trying to lay out basic facts and information. So I want him to have the floor here for this segment to really give us his message to the tyrants, but also his message to the patriots, who could be liberal, could be conservative, could be gay, could be straight, could be black, could be white, could be old, could be young, could be Asian, it doesn't matter. Red-blooded people that want to live in free countries. What is his message to the world? Because millions of people are watching right now, and hopefully others will, you know, take the archive of this and share it to millions more. Because the tyrants cannot stand this information coming out. They cannot stand leaders like George Christensen standing up and saying, we need civil disobedience. I haven't seen any other members of Parliament have that much courage in a place where they are arresting and basically disappearing people in these quarantine camps. They're trying to roll out this total takeover to set the precedent. They're trying to pass these draconian martial law provisions and permanently put them in place. So how do we fight back, and what is your message to the tyrants?
Well, thanks, Alex. And firstly, to say that it was Martin Luther King that actually said that there was an ethical obligation or a moral obligation to have civil disobedience when it comes to bad laws. So this is one of the essence of democracy. And we're not talking about violence. We're talking about peaceful protest. We're talking about simply refusing to obey bad laws. And look, my message to the free world, my message to particularly that bastion of liberty and democracy that is the United States of America, is that you've got to oppose these sort of moves that we're seeing in Australia with every fiber in your body. We have seen lockdowns repeatedly on our citizens. We have seen small businesses and livelihoods destroyed because of those lockdowns. We've seen people curfewed in their own homes, can't go out at a certain time of night. We are now seeing people just being absolutely destroyed, deprofessionaled, lose their jobs, lose their livelihoods because they won't get a vaccine. So people are losing their jobs left, right, and centre because of this. And now they're saying there's going to be a form of medical apartheid in our country. It's happening all over the place where you can't be in polite social life in restaurants, cafes, museums, sports events, any sort of social setting, if you are not double vaccinated. That is an affront to democracy. You've referred to it before with our Indigenous people or Aboriginal people, Alex. Because there's a sort of paternalistic mindset that Aboriginal people are somehow amorphous and we've got to protect Aboriginal people as some sort of set museum piece. They're riding roughshod over their individual rights because those people indeed are being forced, if they test positive through a PCR test, which is not completely accurate, we know that, but if they test positive, they're being rounded up and put into quarantine camps. There's people from all ethnic groups that are actually in these quarantine camps if they come back into the country, and it doesn't matter, actually. The bizarre thing, while this medical apartheid is going on, it doesn't matter whether they're double vaccinated or not when they come back into the country. They're all rounded up and put into these jumped up jail cells, which they call quarantine camps.
Well, we were just showing one of the new quarantine camps, and it looks like it's got electrical fence being put up at the top. I mean, it looks like something out of Auschwitz or something. Why would you need these big fences and guard posts and all the rest of it? But specifically here with George Christensen joining us in the middle of the night from Australia, member of parliament, tell us about the camps, because yes, everybody wants to know about those, and they're expanding them. They've got regional leaders saying this is going to be permanent. This is the new regime. You're going to take shots on a routine basis. I mean, don't talk to your neighbors. I mean, this is like an episode of Red Dawn or something.
It's very scary, very, very scary. And a lot of people questioning why are so many of these facilities being built. They told us at first it was only going to be for incoming arrivals if they have to be quarantined for 7 days. I mean, the question is, why the hell do they look like high-security prisons? The second thing is we're seeing now that they're actually not being used for the purposes of incoming arrivals. What they're being used for is to, in the cases of the Northern Territory, where a lot of Aboriginal people are, they're being used to round up anyone who tests positive and to put them in there. Well, I've got to tell you, for me, it's going to be like, over my dead body. If I test positive and they want to come and get me, they're going to have to brutally rip me out of my own home. And there's probably a lot of freedom-loving people in Australia that would be of the same view, that we're not going to go willingly into some quarantine camp and have all of our rights taken away from us. So this is just wrong. It's scary. Again, there's a lot of things that have happened over the course of this pandemic, Alex, which have just beggared belief. I just cannot believe what's happened to my country. That's why, again, the message to the United States is you've just got to be vigilant. Joe Biden comes out and says he wants, major corporations forcing vaccination on all of its workers. You've got to push back on it. You've got to take it on, and I understand that people have taken it on in the US, and that may have been defeated, but more and more of that stuff has got to happen, lest you will become like us, where we, I've been someone who's always been a bit hesitant about the idea of a Bill of Rights, because I figure that a Bill of Rights actually limits the amount of rights that you might have. Right now, I'm almost down on my knees begging that we actually have a Bill of Rights so that we can point to some document to say, you cannot do this, government. This is wrong. We don't have that.
Well, it's definitely directed, again, by the multinational corporations who admit that this is the new normal. It's about cutting carbon. It's about tracking and controlling us with a vaccine passport.
Oh, yeah.
And then lock us down at first and let us out, give us our freedom back. But we never really get all of our freedoms back, because we've now been given permission to go outside. We've now been licensed to be able to go to the store. We've now shown our little internal passport like they have in North Korea to travel. This is just insane. And I've seen regional police New South Wales and other areas are now being told, we're going to call you on your phone. If you don't answer in 15 minutes, we're going to come arrest you. You've got to FaceTime us and prove that you're in your house or where we say you're allowed to be with the phone tracking app, because they know people can just leave the phone at home and still go out and be somewhat free. So they're like, no, you stay by your phone, and we're going to call you, and then we're going to arrest you if you don't answer. I mean, that just sounds freakish. And then in New Zealand, they're saying stuff like, don't look at the sun, don't talk to your neighbors, and by the way, if you have the vax pass, you can go in your neighbor's house and use the bathroom. I mean, this is like surreal. This is like a Monty Python skit.
Yeah, it certainly is. And to think that those people that developed that app were patting themselves on the back for it. I mean, what they just did is brought a little bit of communist China, a little bit of Beijing into Australia. That sort of stuff is, it should be anathema to any free, freedom-loving democracy, but yet here it is. Alex, that's the worst of it, right? Having to have a little phone that you sort of stare into to show Big Brother that you actually are where you say you are. But every time we go anywhere in Australia right now, whether it be a cafe, a supermarket, wherever, we actually have to scan in. We actually have to tell the government where we are. We have a QR code. We get our phones and we put them up there like good little citizens, and we scan in and tell them where we are at any given time. And there are people saying that that should last forever.
Incredible. Stay right there. Final segment with George Christensen. Finish that point when we come back. Incredible. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment with George Christensen joining us from the authoritarian police state that Australia has devolved into, all under the Great Reset, all under the auspices of the United Nations. And they even call it Build Back Better. They even say that that's what they're doing. They're transferring a great open free society into a tyranny. Simply incredible. So I was asking our guest what his message is to the world. And I brought up Semyon Boykoff, who issued an SOS to the world on the show just a few months ago. And really, what we can do as Americans and others. I mean, I've said it, and I'm going to do it soon. I'm going to go to D.C. or New York, and I'm going to protest at the Australian embassy for people there that are being arrested if they protest. I mean, this is a big deal that a major Western country that I wanted to visit someday is now turning into North Korea. This is so dangerous. They have the domino theory with communism. Well, this is corporate fascism here, I just go back to how incredibly dangerous this is. So what is your message to the rest of the world?
Well, Australia has changed fundamentally, and we do need help. I do want to send out an SOS to the rest of the world, the rest of the free world. Please stand with us. Please support us. And every time we see people out there protesting, whether it be in front of an embassy or elsewhere, protesting for our rights in Australia, it really does embolden the patriots, the people who are for freedom in our country, to stand up. So please, 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 to the rest of the world, support us in this country as we go through all of these travails of Big Brother and the Great Reset and all the rest of it, Alex.
What else would you like to be able to say to Parliament in your speeches? I've watched quite a few of them. They're all excellent, but they talk over all of them. Just addressing your parliament, addressing the Australian people, in closing, spend 4 or 5 minutes or however much time you'd like, just recapping and getting on record what's really going on.
Well, I touch once again on that point of civil disobedience. I'm a peaceful person. I'm not calling for violence in any way, shape, or form. But we need to oppose bad laws and laws that are coming in that actually say that because you are not double vaccinated, because you haven't partaken in a provisionally approved medical procedure, that you can't hold a job, that you can't go to a cafe, can't go to a restaurant, can't go to a hospital unless you're in some sort of health emergency. All of this sort of stuff is against our human rights, and we need to oppose it. We need to oppose it vigorously, peacefully, but vigorously. Because if we don't oppose it, well, Alex, there's an old saying, you can't comply your way out of tyranny. You really can't. The only way that tyranny is going to end is when enough people say, no, we don't accept it. And for those people out there who have been brainwashed by the mainstream corporate media, and I know there's probably none listening or viewing your show that would be, Alex, but, you know, these are your fellow citizens. These are your neighbours. These are your mates. These are your brothers, your sisters, your relatives who are being just screwed down by Big Brother, by big corporations. Because of what? Because they've decided something about their own personal health situation. It's not something that people should be deplatformed for. It's not something that people should be deprofessional for. It's not something that people should be rubbed out of polite society for or lose their jobs for. But yet it's happening. So people who may have chosen to go and take the vaccine, and that's their choice, but they too should be up in arms over this, because if they can do it for this, they can do it for anything. You mentioned climate change a segment ago, Alex. There are people, there are pinhead academics out there and bureaucrats out there who are actually suggesting that climate change is such an emergency, we could have lockdowns for that. We could have restrictions for that. Once they do it successfully for one particular problem, it then becomes a tool in the shed to actually deploy for any other sort of thing that they think is a crisis or a problem. And they will do this over and over again in the future if we don't actually say, no, enough is enough. Our freedom is more important than your agenda. And that's what we need to do right now.
Very well said. In the few minutes we have left, I have the German government, the British government admitting you're twice as likely to die for whatever reason.
That's right.
After you've been double jabbed. It's not a vaccine. They now admit that after 6 months of Pfizer or Moderna, you basically have less immunity than you had before. Now they're talking about shots every few months. I mean, this is crazy. Whenever the head of Pfizer says, a month later is an executive order, not just where you're at, but here. And so we're rapidly moving towards where Australia is, and it's just a nightmare situation. So you talk about civil disobedience and not being violent. I totally agree, but here's the thing. They're being violent to us. They're beating us up when we try to go protest, even in a lot of Democrat cities. Last year that was happening. I saw it with my own eyes. They're coming after us with a GMO, unapproved, dangerous shot, saying my body belongs to them. So they're the ones engaged in violence, and I really hope that they can be defeated peacefully, but I got to tell you, this is really, really a dark situation. That's why everybody better get involved peacefully now so that we don't have to have the other option because we're so cornered and under such attack.
That's right. I hope that the violence that they deploy against peace-loving people will be seen for what it is and spur more people on to join our freedom movement, because we need all hands on deck. You're right. I always thought that logic would win out at the end of the day, Alex, and the logic is that these shots, they wane in efficacy. And so a fully vaccinated person standing next to someone who hasn't had the jab, there is actually probably no difference in transmission or protection or anything else after a certain period of time. So why the need for this medical segregation? But logic isn't going to win out, because we see fear being pumped into the populace. What we need is a movement. What we need is people to be rising up and just saying no. We are not going to obey bad laws. I firmly believe that. That's not just a George Christensen view or an Alex Jones view. That's the view of the greats throughout history. Jesus Christ was civilly disobedient. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, these people who actually changed their societies because they stood up to the powers that be and said, no, the rights of the people and freedom are far more important than your bad, tyrannical laws.
Absolutely. And again, we can put it on screen in the UK and Germany, where they have similar systems of accounting for it. Twice as likely to die if you've been double jabbed. They don't say why. And why is heart attacks up 60 plus percent? 60 plus times, in footballers. It's simply incredible. Well, George Christensen, we need more leaders like you all over the world. Thank you for staying up so late to join us. Hope everybody will visit your Substack and read and share your articles. Their plans are crumbling. We're winning. George Christensen, nationfirst.substack.com. Anywhere else people can follow your important work?
Also at georgechristensen.com.au.
All right, georgechristensen.com.au, correct?
That's right, and I'm on Facebook, Parler, Telegram, Getter, Twitter, YouTube, all of them, if people want to follow me, and them too, Alex.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you for all the time, and God bless. All right. Wow, powerful. Okay, I got a lot to cover next hour, and a special guest, too, joining us, that's just it's mind-blowing to actually be living this and to know that of course it doesn't work. Of course they've got to give you more and more shots. It's designed to erase your immune system. I said that 20 months ago. It's not like I just started saying it. It's a plan. And all I can say is thank God I'm seeing so many beautiful people, and I mean beautiful souls, totally wake up, like Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and now someone also physically beautiful, Laura Logan. I mean, that just is. If you missed what she said, I played at the start of the show. I'll play it again next hour, where she explains it all. Absolutely explains it all when she says the great thing to understand is that this is a problem they've created that doesn't have a solution, so they can just keep taking over and getting power, and that's exactly what's happening. Hour number three is coming up here, folks. This is a total war. I'm risking my life to fight these people because I know we're going to be enslaved and killed anyway, so I might as well fight. We can beat these bastards. In fact, things aren't going well for them, but they're going to double down. So they're going to hurt those of us that are the leadership that don't back down. That's okay. Like, I don't want them hurting children and innocent people, so I'm designed to go up against these people. I just get pissed that I'm not eloquent enough or strong enough to work even more. I'm like a horse. I'll keep running until my heart blows. Just please keep us in the fight, and please financially support us, because we are in this fight together. We got great products you need, great books, great films, great T-shirts. Storewide free shipping is going to end this weekend. Double Patriot Points, our biggest sales of the year, always in November. InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. DNA Force, back in stock, 40% off. So much is there. It's InfoWarsStore.com. We have our new toothpaste, too, our Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. It's concentrated with no additives. It's incredible. InfoWarsStore.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.